From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Dave DeForest reporting. A truck bomb exploded Thursday at a gas station south of Baghdad, killing at least 70 people. Many of them were traveling back home after taking part in a Shiite holiday in Karbala. Authorities suspect the Islamic State group as behind the attack. The United Nations says time is running out for the 275,000 inhabitants of eastern Aleppo in Syria. The city's food supply has been depleted, and the UN warns people will starve if aid convoys are not allowed to get back into the city. UN Special Envoy Jan Egeland says there are signs that all the necessary approvals may soon be forthcoming. He called for an end to attacks on the city.
To all of the military actors that are using air warfare to avoid any more attacks.
The U.S. Central Command says a U.S. soldier was killed Thursday in an explosion caused by an improvised explosive device in northern Syria. Turkish warplanes were put on emergency standby Thursday after Turkey accused the Syrian government of carrying out an airstrike on Turkish troops. The Turkish troops were operating near the town of Al-Bab, northeast of Aleppo in northern Syria. The attack left 3 soldiers dead and 10 wounded. European Union lawmakers called Thursday for a temporary halt to membership talks with Turkey because of the way Turkish government has responded to July's failed coup. The European Parliament condemned what it called the repressive measures taken in Turkey since the failed coup. The non-binding EU motion for a largely symbolic freeze in membership talks is unlikely to be accepted by individual governments. This is VOA News. Hurricane Otto came ashore Thursday in Nicaragua, hitting the coast of that country and Costa Rica with 175-kilometer-an-hour winds. A 7.0 earthquake, meanwhile, struck nearby at El Salvador's Pacific coast. A tsunami warning was issued. A wildfire moved Thursday through the Israeli city of Haifa. Tens of thousands of people evacuated their homes. Sarah Miller is with the Times of Israel.
In Haifa, which is the capital of the north and Israel's third largest city, between 60 and 70,000 people have been evacuated from their homes. 13 different neighborhoods have been evacuated. Buildings are on fire. There's no power in a big chunk of the city. There was gridlocks and panic and smoke and firefighters. It's been a bit of a hectic day.
Some Israeli leaders raised the possibility that Arab assailants had intentionally set the blaze. Ukraine's President Petro Poroshenko said Thursday U.S. President-elect Donald Trump raised the issue of Russian aggression and the illegal annexation of Crimea in a telephone conversation with him.
Ukraine have a strong bipartisan support in the United States Congress, in the United States, among the United States politicians, both Republican and Democrat, and we don't expect any significant changes in this bipartisan support.
Mr. Poroshenko spoke at a joint news conference in Brussels with European Council President Donald Tusk and European Commission President Jean-Claude Juncker. There are media reports today that investor Wilbur Ross may be President-elect Donald Trump's choice for Commerce Secretary. Ross is known in financial circles as the king of bankruptcy for buying and then restoring distressed companies to profitability. Americans are marking the annual Thanksgiving holiday today with family gatherings, turkey dinners, parades. The holiday has traditionally been a time of giving thanks to God for the year's bounty. In 1789, U.S. President George Washington proclaimed November 26th as a day of public thanksgiving and prayer. In a Thanksgiving address today, President Barack Obama pointed out that even during the Civil War, President Abraham Lincoln called for a day of thanksgiving.
He boldly proclaimed a day of thanksgiving when the nation's gifts should be solemnly, reverently, and gratefully acknowledged as with one heart and one voice by the whole American people.
President Obama. NATO has ended Operation Ocean Shield after a sharp drop-off in attacks by Somali pirates. The Royal Danish Air Force carried out the last Indian Ocean surveillance missions for NATO. From the VOA News Center in Washington, I'm Dave DeForest.
That's the latest world news from VOA.